Now, the rest of the story. As far as the readers of fiction were concerned, the Bell brothers, Currer, Ellis, and Acton Bell, were simply a talented trio of novelists, a brash young band of authors whose work probed the darker corners of literature. Ellis, for example, was described by one book reviewer as a man of uncommon talents, but dogged, brutal, morose. The public, for the most part, relished the literary tolling of the Bells, but behind the pages of their novels lurked three complicated lives. For examples, Currer Bell dealt with one publisher, while Ellis and Acton published their work through another. Currer's publisher, Smith & Elder, was an honorable establishment. George Smith was head of the firm, hard-working young man who advertised honestly and treated his authors fairly. Ellis and Acton Bell, on the other hand, were not so fortunate. Stay with me now, there's a point to all this. They were not so fortunate in their selection of a publisher. He was one Thomas Newby, of Cavendish Square, comparatively new to the publishing business, a dealer primarily in unknown authors, a man whose methods were continually being called into question. I'm trying to keep this as simple as possible. Currer Bell had the good publisher, right? Ellis and Acton Bell had the shifty publisher. Okay. As a matter of fact, Ellis and Acton might have quit their own publisher, might have gone to Currer's, except for the fact that Ellis, who many believed to be the most talented of the three, was certainly the most stubborn of the three, and was also least likely to admit a mistake. In addition, Ellis possessed a great deal of influence over Acton. And so it was. Ellis and Acton stayed with the unscrupulous Mr. Newby, Currer with the reputable firm of Smith & Elder. But this is the rest of the story. Thomas Newby, the shady publisher, began spreading rumors one day that Currer and Ellis and Acton Bell were actually one and the same. That instead of three brothers, there was in reality only one author named Bell, writing under three different first names. Well, when Currer's publisher got wind of this, they wrote a polite but anxious letter to their author, asking for an explanation. Upon receiving the letter, Currer summoned Acton. Both agreed they must go to London immediately and visit their respective publishers. Acton must admonish Thomas Newby. Then Currer and Acton must go to the decent publisher to demonstrate in person that the rumors of a single author were utterly false. And they did. They did. But in order to do so, they were forced to reveal their true and theretofore carefully guarded secret, a secret not even known to their own family, not even known to their own family and friends, that the Bell brothers were in fact neither Bells nor brothers. They were sisters, compelled to hide themselves behind masculine identities in order to compete more effectively in what was then, a century and a half ago, a man's world. And the publishers agreed to keep the women's secret. Even though you know Currer and Ellis and Acton Bell by their real names, Charlotte and Emily and Anne Bronte, the true authors of Jane Eyre and Agnes Grey and Wuthering Heights. Only now you know the rest of the story.